Well, what a story. The Chinese spy who has defected to America and is now offering up information about how coronavirus started. Harley Carnes, good morning.
Well, this is absolutely H-U-G-E huge. Dong Jingwei has defected to the U.S., we think. The Biden administration is not, probably cannot at this point confirm it. It'll be the biggest Chinese defection ever, however. His name and likeness no longer appears on China's state security website. That tells you something. Jingwei was the vice minister of state security. In other words, the spy master for China, the chief of Chinese counterintelligence. And he's reportedly safely in the U.S. with his daughter. Now, that is huge from top to bottom. Everything that China is doing, he would know about and could tell us about. We don't know what he's willing to say or what he isn't. We know that he would be able to tell the U.S. conclusively the story of COVID-19. Was it produced in the Wuhan lab? Growing evidence seems to indicate maybe it was. Was it the product of gain-of-function research partially funded by the U.S. that effectively weaponized a fairly harmless virus into a mass killer? Did China deliberately release it? Was COVID-19 part of a Chinese military bioweapons program? And are there more attacks to come? All of those are questions he can answer. Whatever he's saying, he is believed to be the reason that the Biden administration suddenly said, we're redoubling our investigation into the source of the virus. That's code for breaking the news, the facts of the case, slowly to the public. Now, Joe Biden doesn't call China an adversary, but he may not be able to continue that position much longer. He likes to call them a competitor, but China's Xi Jinping has declared the intention to dominate the U.S. and therefore the rest of the world in just 15 years, economically, militarily, strategically. This is big, big stuff.
Yeah, it is big. He could be the highest level defector ever from the People's Republic of China. So we're guessing he's already had some conversations, or there'll be more to come, Harley?
Well, you can bet if he defected, this would have been February 10th, we're told. He's had a million conversations.
Yeah.
He's had nonstop conversations. The debriefing of this man would be exhaustive. And so what they've learned from him, no way to know. They won't talk about it. They won't even confirm they've got him. But it would be huge in any event, because there's so many things he can tell us. He can tell us who the moles are, who the big ones are.
Now, listen, in lighter news, it's Father's Day in the USA. There's a barbecue at your place?
Well, yeah, I came to my son's house. Todd is... He decided he'd throw, crank up the Barbie. He's got, burgers and hot dogs, and he did some London broil and steaks and various things. And, and I guess once we're done here, I'll crack open a beer, and, it'll be good. It's all good.
You can go and open one right now. You've got our permission. Happy Father's Day, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, take care.
Good on you, mate. Father's Day in the U.S., so yes, Harley Carnes around at son Todd's place, and he's putting on a barbecue for him at the moment. Yeah, that is big news out of the US. So the Chinese spy now offering up information about how coronavirus started. And he may have been talking since February 10. So we can only imagine how much information they have already gathered. You're listening to Ben Fordham on 2GB.